Good afternoon, Lubbock, all of West Texas, and wherever you may be listening. This is the Chad HD Show Afternoon Podcast. I appreciate you tuning in. Remember to tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO in Lubbock. You can listen online at KFYO.com. And, of course, you can download the Radio Pup app, and you can listen to the show wherever you may go. Quite a few things that we're working on for the Thursday edition of the program. We will have Texas Senator Dan Patrick on. He's a Republican candidate running for lieutenant governor here in Texas. We will visit with him about his campaign. We will also continue taking your predictions for 2014. Had quite a few people giving their predictions today. Some of those were good predictions, some of them a little bit odd, and some of them we could absolutely see coming true, though it would be very, very bad for the United States if they did. So we'll continue to take your predictions for 2014 on the Thursday edition of the program. Also, we'll be talking about this story, and it has ruffled a few feathers out there. Duck Dynasty is in the news. Phil Robertson, one of the stars of A&E's hit reality show and founder of Duck Commander, made comments in a recent interview with GQ where he basically, he didn't embrace homosexuality and gay marriage. This is breaking news for everybody. A Christian celebrity did not embrace gay marriage. That is shocking. This is what Phil Robertson had to say, according to GQ. Quote, it seems like, to me, a vagina as a man would be more desirable than a man's anus. That's just me, Robertson stated. I'm just thinking, there's more there. She's got more to offer. I mean, come on, dudes. You know what I'm saying? But hey, sin, it's not logical, my man. It's just not logical. Robertson described in the interview how sin is becoming acceptable in America and that the country needs to turn back to its Christian values. This is what Robertson had to say again. Quote, start with homosexual behavior, just morph out from there, bestiality, sleeping around with this woman and that woman and that woman and those men. Don't be deceived. Neither the adulterers, the idolaters, the male prostitutes, the homosexual offenders, the greedy, the drunkards, the slanderers, the swindlers, they won't inherit the kingdom of God. Don't deceive yourself. It's not right. Oh, my goodness. Well, that is just shocked. The left, and of course, all the gay-friendly organizations out there, they are now demanding that A&E do something, like pull the hit show that has made A&E a ton of money. You know, it wouldn't surprise me if A&E did pull the series, because they always do give in to political pressure. They have before in the past, but, you know, it has always surprised me how those on the left will go after somebody who is a Christian, a conservative, for expressing their beliefs. Well, at the same time, if someone comes out and says, you know what, gay marriage is just fine, and the conservatives go after them, you have the left and the ACLU and everyone else saying, hey, wait a minute, you need to leave them alone. It's just their freedom of speech. Now, of course, you got a Christian conservative going on TV, has a hit TV show. He's giving interviews to GQ magazine, which, by the way, that doesn't shock me that they tried to portray him as this hick from the South. But people need to get over it. It's a faux outrage that people are expressing today over the Robertsons. Hopefully A&E will keep their show on TV, and I think it's a great message to send if they do keep the show on TV. Look, they're making a ton of money off of it. I don't think that the far left in this country have been big fans of Duck Dynasty in the past, you know, with all those icky guns and hunting and everything else that they do on the show. So, I don't think they'll be losing a lot of pair of eyes out there with the show. Other things that we'll be taking a look at on the show tomorrow, Governor Chris Christie leading both Democrats and Republicans in early polls. He's looking pretty good as far as the presidential race goes, but it's still far, far too early to start predicting all of that. Tune in to the Chad HD Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO. And remember to follow me on Twitter at Chad HD Radio. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.